All right, we're ready to get started in tonight's final game of the evening for third place girls. We've got Clark County Indians. Starting for them is Megan Wilson, Brenna Buford, Kayla Lavelle, Brittany Bertelli, and Brooke Wheeler. Starting for the Knox County Lady Eagles, we've got Katie Osmus, Kisha Tungate, Amanda Woods, Tessa Raymer, and Becca Mallett. With those introductions, we're just about ready to get underway. Jumping for the Eagles is going to be Amanda Woods and the big, tall Megan Wilson. I shouldn't say big. She's svelte, thin, slender, but big and tall. Clark County controls it. Bertelli sends it over. Bertelli has it up top to Buford. Back out to Bertelli. Bertelli takes it along the right side of the lane. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Brooke Wheeler with the rebound, but I believe she's going to be fouled. So Brooke Wheeler will go to the line. The foul is going to be on number 32, Tessa Raymer. Wheeler's shot is up and no good, but she'll get a second opportunity to redeem herself. Second shot is good. Clark County's on the board first, 1-0. Osmus for Knox County drives at the left elbow, out to Tungate, wing, back to the corner. Out to Raymer, left wing. To Woods, top of the key. Woods to Raymer, back to the corner. Into Tungate, streaking in the lane, and she's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be on number 23, Brittany Bertelli. It's her first. So we'll see what Tungate can do from the line. Shot is up and a little too strong. Bounces right back to her off the back of the rim. Second shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. Clark County breaks the press. Buford brings it across the timeline to Wheeler. Wheeler across court over to Bertelli. Bertelli to Buford. In the lane to number 20, Lavelle. Lavelle out to Bertelli. Shot is up and good, just inside the arc for two. Osmus for Knox County brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Tungate, the left wing. Tungate nearly carries the ball. Gives it to Osmus over to Mallett at the left wing. Back to the left corner, out to Tungate. Tungate kind of resets things, drives it in, sends it to Osmus, back out to Raymer up top. Raymer drives it in, out to Osmus, over to Mallett on the right wing, into a streaking Tungate, shot off the glass is no good. Wilson with the rebound for Clark County, tries to get ahead Bertelli, but Osmus with the steal. Left-handed layup is no good. Bertelli with the rebound, and she's going to take it the other way in a hurry to Lavelle. Back out to Bertelli, around the horn, over to Buford, to the corner, to Wilson, back out to Buford, cross-court to Bertelli, into the right blocks to Wheeler. Shot's no good. Wilson with the rebound, shot up off the glass is good. Nice-looking ball movement there by Clark County. They're ahead 5-1. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Dribbles around to the left side, left wing, nearly stolen by Bertelli. To Raymer up top. Raymer puts it on the floor. To Osmus. Osmus step for step with Bertelli. To Tungate. They're going to call a foul on Tungate away from the ball. That's her first, second. Ball into Knox County. Tungate. I called that the wrong person. It was number 10. That was on 10, Brenna Buford. Now we got another foul. This time it's on Clark County. Tisha Tungate will go to the line. Second foul on Buford. Tungate shot's good. Buford's going to come out. In comes 42, Katie Flood. My recollection serves me. She's an aggressive little player. Tungate's shot is no good. Wheeler ends up with it to Bertelli. Bertelli brings it across the timeline. Back to Wheeler at the right wing. Back to Bertelli up top. Bertelli back to the left corner to Wheeler. Wheeler across court to Wilson. Wilson's going to shoot. Shot's up and good. Well, we now know that she can shoot from away from the locks. Osmus has it. Sends it over to Tungate, the right wing. Over to Osmus, but to the left side, but it's a little too strong. Goes out of bounds. It'll come back to Clark County. Clark County leads this one 7-2 with 4:51 left in the first. Knox County missing one of its better players, starters, I should say, Peters. Lori Peters, that is. She was injured in the first game of this tournament. Talked to one of the coaches a little bit ago and said that she wasn't too bad, but she wasn't going to play tonight. Clark kind of gets it into Bertelli. Bertelli guarded by Woods. Splits the double team. Gets it ahead to Wilson. Wilson into Lavelle. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot it. No, they're going to call it off of. They're going to say the foul was on Lavelle. So it'll be Knox County ball. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Takes it along the left side. Backs it out into Woods. Woods dishes it out to Raymer. Not sure she intended to do that. Raymer shoots for three. It's good. It worked. 7-5 now, Clark County. Wilson brings it across the timeline to Wheeler. Cross court. No good. Mala had her hand on it. Wheeler with the turnaround shot. No good, but she'll go to the line. Fouls on Becca Mallett. Wheeler will shoot two. First shot is nothing but net. Second shot is on its way. Comes out and ends up in the hands of Osmus. Osmus brings it across in a hurry. Tries to get it up ahead. Tungate somehow ends up with it. She passes it off to Osmus, and Osmus tries to run the baseline, and she's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be on Katie Flood. That's her first. 5 team fouls now on Clark County. Ball into Osmus to Tungate up top. Back to Osmus on the right side. Into Woods. High arcing shot goes in. Flood. Over to Bertelli. Bertelli up top. Back out to Flood on the right wing. Around the horn. Ends up in the hands of Lavelle. And they're going to call a foul on, I think, Becca Mallett. Yep. She's going to have to watch it. She's going to be in foul trouble here. That's her second. 3 now on Knox County. They get it into Wilson on the left side. Her shot up off the glass. Real high off the glass. Goes in. 3:37 left in the first. Clark County leads it 10-7. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Changes direction to the right side. Out to Becca Mallett. Mallett puts it on the floor. Hands it off to Tungate. Tungate runs along the right side. Gets it up to Osmus, but Osmus can't hold on to it. Mallett coming out. Stout coming in for the Eagles. That's kind of a spark plug. We'll see what she can do. Knox County in the press. Bertelli has it. Doesn't know quite what to do with it, but finally gets it to Flood. Flood gets it up ahead to Wheeler, but Wheeler can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. 3:10 left in the first. Clark County leads it 10-7. Osmus brings it across center court. Takes it around to the right side. They're going to call a moving screen on Stout. Wilson inbounds it out to Flood. Tries to get it over the coverage of Amanda Woods. Woods was just a little bit too tall, but she did knock it out of bounds. Wilson now will inbound it to Bertelli. Bertelli brings it across the timeline. Changes direction over to Flood. Get it into Wilson. Goes out of bounds and it'll come back to Knox County. Raymer inbounds it to Osmus, and Osmus is going to bring it up. Comes along the left side to Tungate. Brings it back out. Cross court to Raymer. Raymer head fake. Back out to Tungate up top. To Woods in the paint. Her turnaround shot's no good, but she draws a foul by Wilson. That's her first. Six now by Clark County. So we're going to be in the bonus. High shot goes in. Boy, Woods' shots go up almost as much as they go out. But it went in. Second shot is up. This one's no good. Wilson with the rebound for Clark County. She'll bring it up herself along the right side. And she bounced it a little bit too hard and ended up carrying it. Probably best that she not be bringing the ball up. Osmus now with the inbound to Tungate. Tungate takes it around the horn to the right side. Into Stout at the left elbow. She drives across the lane. Her shot up off the glass is good. Hey, we got a ball game there. Knox County has tied it up. Wilson has it to Bertelli. Bertelli splits the defense in, and they're going to call a foul. Bertelli didn't make a good pass, but they're going to call a foul on Tessa Raymer. We've got Kaylee Palmer now checking in for Knox County. Bertelli has the ball for Clark County. Over to Flood, around the horn, cross court pass over to Lavelle. Goes out of bounds, and it's gonna stay with Clark County. Bertelli's gonna inbound it for Clark County. Gets it to Flood, the right corner, out to Buford, around the horn over to Bertelli. Her shot is up and no good. Stout with the rebound for Knox County. Osmus has it. 1:50 left in the first. Osmus brings it over the timeline. Get it in to Raymer. And they're going to call a foul, I think, maybe on Wilson. Yes, it is. That may be her third. Nope, just a second. Still, she may be finding some time on the bench now. Woods is going to go to the line. Perhaps. With Knox County's first opportunity for a lead. And she hits it. 11-10, Knox County over Clark County for their first lead of the game. 1:44 left in the first. Second shot is up, and it's nothing but tickles the twine. Bertelli to Wilson. Wilson to Flood. Up ahead, Woods with the steal. Up to Osmus. Osmus drives it along the lane, but the ball is stolen by Bertelli. And I guess they're going to say Bertelli walked with it because it comes back to Knox County. Woods ends up with it. Her 12-foot jump shot is good. How about that? 14-10 now. 1:26 left in the half. Bertelli gets it over to Flood. Flood back to Wilson. Gets it over the line. Down to Lavelle. Lavelle cross court to Bertelli. Bertelli sends it back out to Buford. Buford's able to convert. 14-10 now. 1 minute, 6 seconds left in the first. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Changes directions. Sends it over to Palmer. Shot goes in. 16-12 now. Wilson has the ball. Gets it ahead to Bertelli. Bertelli breaks the press. Out to Flood, and they're going to say she walked with it before she shot, so it'll come back to Knox County with 46 seconds left. Palmer into Osmus. Osmus brings it up into Wood. Wood's turnaround jump shot off the glass is no good. Lavelle with the rebound. Lavelle hands it off to Bertelli. He brings it across the timeline, changes the direction out the top of the key. Back to Lavelle, back to Bertelli. Bertelli runs along the side of the lane, back out to Buford, cross court to Flood. Flood back to Buford. Back over to Wilson from the left side. Her shot is up and good from just inside the arc. 8 seconds left, 16-14 Knox County. Osmus brings it across the line to Palmer. Palmer shut off the glass, is no good, and time expires. At the end of one, we got a barn burner here. Knox County leads it 16-14. All right, at the beginning of the second period, it's going to be Knox County's ball. Palmer inbounds it to Osmus. Osmus into Palmer on the right wing. Palmer sends it back out up top, around the horn over to Noonan. Noonan to Stout, back out to Noonan, up top to Osmus. Osmus drives it in, back out to Noonan, left wing, back to the corner. Stout drives the lane, no good. Back out to Amanda Woods, her shot up off the glass is good. Bertelli gets it across the timeline, nearly loses a handle on it, but gets it over to Buford, back out to Bertelli up top. Bertelli over to the right side to Flood. Flood drives the baseline, cross court all the way over to Buford. Buford's shot for three is no good. And there's going to be a scrum on the floor, jump ball, which is going to favor the Indians. Bertelli into level. Back to Buford. In the level, and they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Amanda Wood. No, it's going to be on Stout. That's her second. Six now for Knox County, so we're going to be on the bonus both sides. They get it in to Cody Flood on the right side. Drives it into the elbow, around the horn, in the paint. Goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with Clark County. Bertelli's going to inbound it for the Indians. Comes out to Buford. Buford to Bertelli. Shot's no good. Ends back in the hands of Buford. Buford over to Bertelli. Ball's on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to go back the other way this time. Palmer inbounds it to Osmus. 6:46 left in the half. 18-14 Knox County. Osmus over to Noonan. Noonan can't handle it. Flood gets her hands on it, and while she's on her knees, calls a timeout. Going to be Clark County's ball. Get it into Bertelli. Flood does. Bertelli walks it across the timeline, guarded by Palmer. Over to Buford. Buford up tops. Down to Wilson. Out to Bertelli, the right wing. Back out to Buford. Buford around the horn over to Flood. Flood loses the handle on it, but gets it back. to Buford, and Buford walks with it. Tungate in for Osmus. Palmer will inbound it to Tungate. Tungate brings it across the timeline for Knox County over to Noonan on the left side. Noonan to Tungate. In the paint to Amanda Wood. She nearly loses a handle on it. Sends it back out to Tungate up top. To Palmer over on the right wing. Palmer in to Stout. Stout into the lane. Loses a handle on it. And they're going to say she walked with it. Wilson out. Tungate with the ball, breaks the press, comes across the timeline, dribbles along the right side, hands it off to Flood, sends it over to Bertelli. Is she able to save it before it goes out of bounds? Bertelli has it up top, resets the offense, runs along the right side, sends it back out to Flood up top, around the horn, over to Buford. Buford's shot for three is no good, into the hands of Stout. Stout on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Going to favor Clark County. Bertelli inbounds it to Wilson. Wilson to Buford on the left side. Out to Bertelli, who brings it out, resets the offense on top. Over to Buford on the left wing. Back to Bertelli up from the top of the key. Bertelli to Buford. Buford tries to send down a Flood in the right corner, but it's a little too strong, a little too much mustard. Goes out of bounds, and so with the turnover, it'll come back to Knox County. Palmer getting a lot of playing time. Inbounds it to Tungate. Tungate brings it across the top of the key to Osmus. Osmus back in. Ball stolen by Bertelli, and we're off to the races. Easy layup. 18-16 now, Knox County. 5 minutes left and a half. Osmus brings it across the timeline to Palmer. Nope, strike that. It's going to be, yeah, it is Palmer. Back to Osmus, to Tungate. In the lane to Amanda Wood. Strong shot up off the glass is no good. Clark County with the rebound. Wheeler has it for Clark County. Hands it to Bertelli. Sends it all the way up in the lane to Wheeler. Shot's no good. Palmer with the rebound. Hands it off to Osmus. We're going the other way. Osmus to Tungate on the right wing. In the paint to Stout. Stout's shot is good from the high post. Buford to Wilson. Wilson up ahead to Wheeler. Wheeler over to Flood. Shot's good. 2018. Osmus will bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles over the right side. Hands it off to Palmer. Into Stout. Stout the right block. Shot up off the glass is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll come back to Clark County. Becca Mallett back in the game for Amanda Woods. Wheeler inbounds it to Flood. Flood to Wilson. Wilson's going to bring it across herself. Draws the double team. Dumps it over to Buford. Buford cross court over to Flood. Flood's shot is good. We're all tied up. 20-20. 3:45 left in the half. Osmus over to Tungate. Tungate shot for three on the right side is no good. Becca Mallett has it. And she draws the foul by Wheeler. And so Becca Mallett will go to the line. Woods in for Stout. Mallett for the front end of the one-on-one. Clanks off the front end of the rim, but falls in. Knox County back on top, 21-20. Mallett now with the opportunity for the old-fashioned two-point. Hits them both. Wilson with the inbound pass, and she's going to take it all the way. Shot's no good. Gets kicked out. Tungate, all by herself, is going to go all the way. Shot up off the glass is no good. Wilson with the rebound, and we're headed the other way. Buford had it, and she's going to be fouled by Osmus. 10 against 10. One-on-one the other way. Noonan and Raymer set to check back in for Tungate and Palmer. Quite a few good minutes out of Palmer. Most I've seen her play all this week anyway. Buford to the line for the one-on-one. The opportunity to tie up the game again. High off the glass goes in. .317 left in the half. Brenna Buford. Second shot. On its way. Good. Raymer into Osmus. Osmus comes across. Around the horn to Raymer. Raymer to Osmus. Osmus up top. To Woods. Drives it in the lane. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Wilson with the rebound for Clark County. To Buford. Buford brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Flood, back to Wilson in the right corner. Into Lavelle. Back over to Bertelli. I'm sorry, it wasn't Bertelli, that was Flood, and Flood drains it. .24-20 now, Clark County. Raymer inbounds it to Osmus. .240 left in the half. Osmus brings it across the timeline to Noonan. Newland to Raymer. Raymer, head fake, drives it into the lane. Her shot is no good, but you travel with it anyway. Brooke Wheeler trying to get it in. Momentum carried her over the line. Be Knox County's ball. Raymer will inbound it for Knox County. And it ends up in the hands of Clark County, but then there's a foul. I think it's going to be on Raymer, I believe. Yep. Back to the one-on-one. Palmer back in for Raymer already. Bertelli checking back in for Brooke Wheeler. Buford at the line. 2:23 left in the half. Buford's first shot is no good. Becca Mallett with the rebound. To Osmus. Osmus comes up across the timeline. Over to Palmer on the right side. Into Amanda Woods. Turnaround jump shot's no good, but she's fouled by Wilson. That should be her third. Yep. Third on her. Woods at the line. Shooting two with 2:14 left. Chance to tie it up. Won't do it with that one, though. Wheeler checking in for Wilson. Wilson, the 5'11 post player, will surely be missed, at least for the rest of this half. Woods' second shot. Banks off the front end of the iron, but goes in. Knox County now behind by one. 24-23. Level. Out to Buford. Around the horn over to Flood. Flood to Bertelli. Bertelli to Level. Back out over to Wheeler. Shot's no good. Bertelli with the rebound. No, I'm sorry. That's Buford with the rebound. Buford drives it in, sends it all the way over to Flood. Flood's shot is no good. And Palmer with the rebound for Clark County, or for Knox County. Osmus sends it all the way up to Amanda Woods. Amanda Woods over to Noonan. Noonan out to Osmus. Osmus back to Noonan. Noonan squares up for three. Shot up off the glass is no good. And Noonan, kind of a scrum on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Timeout on the field now. 1:21 left in the half. Clark County leads it 24-23. Good game tonight. By far and away the closest of the evening. You're just joining us in the girls' consolation. Palmyra wins it 53-29 over Macon County. And in the boys' consolation, Macon County wins it over Navajo 49-37. We got 1:21 left in the half in this game. Clark County leads it 24-23. 18 fouls by Clark County, 9 by Knox County. Knox County goes into the stack inbound. To Amanda Woods. Amanda Woods drains it. We get it ahead to Bertelli. Bertelli is going to drive it in the lane herself. Shots no good. Amanda Wood with the rebound sends it ahead to Noonan. Noonan streaking along the right side of the lane. Shots no good, but she draws the foul. Foul is going to be on Buford. 1:04 left in the half. That's going to be the third on Buford. Which will be 10 fouls now on Clark County. Noonan misses the first one. Second one on its way. Likewise, it's no good. Bertelli for Clark County brings it up across the line, guarded by Palmer. Over to Buford. Buford back to Bertelli. Bertelli, cross-court pass to Fled, a little too much mustard, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Knox County with 50 seconds left in the half. See if they hold for the last shot. Osmus is going to bring it up, 48 seconds. Osmus sends it to Noonan on the left wing. Noonan to Palmer. Palmer has it at the top of the key, gets it in the mallet in the lane, over to Osmus on the right side. Shot is no good. Clark County with the rebound. Bertelli has it. 30 seconds left in the half. Bertelli walks it up, guarded by Palmer. Over to Buford. High on the left side. Over to Flood, left wing. Back out to Buford. Cross court over to Bertelli. 16 seconds. To Wheeler. Wheeler shots no good. Noonan has it for to Osmus. Shot's no good. Ballot with the rebound. The putback is no good, and time expires. We got a close one here, guys. Knox County's leading this one at the half, 25-24. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few for the second half of action in this, the third-place girls' game in the Brashear Tournament. All right, we're ready to go for the second half of the third-place girls' game. This is a close one, 25-24 Knox County. On the floor for Knox County, we've got Osmus, Raymer, Tungate, Mallett, and Woods. Osmus brings it across the timeline for Knox County, around the screen set by Mallett. To the left block, to Woods, back out to Raymer. Her shot for three is up and no good. But Woods with the rebound, no good. Mallett with the rebound on the other side, and the putback is good. Bertelli brings it across the timeline. She draws the foul by Woods. That's her first. Wilson will inbound it to Bertelli. Bertelli sets the offense, dribbles around the right side. Back out, Tweeler. Cross-court pass over Bertelli. Bertelli's shot is up and good. Just inside the arc for two. 7:22, 27:26, Knox County. Osmus over to Tungate. Tungate. Back to Osmus up top. To Tungate on the right side. Back to Woods. Woods at the right block. Puts it on the floor one time. No good. Gets her own rebound. Sends it back out to Tungate. She's going to shoot for just inside the arc. It's good. Buford to Wilson. Wilson has the ball stripped by Osmus. Osmus off to the races. Up ahead to Woods. Woods, ball fake. High shot, no good. Completely misses everything. Goes out of bounds. But they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on 54. Which is going to be Mallett. And that's her third. And she's going to come out. Stout will be back in. Wilson up ahead to Bertelli. Bertelli splits the defense. Shot no good. Wilson with the rebound. Shot's good. Inbound is to Raymer. Back to Osmus. Osmus brings it up across the timeline guarded by Bertelli. Hands it off to Tungate. Tungate brings it back out. Over to Osman on the right wing. In to Stout. Stout tries to split the defenses. Can't do it. Loses the ball. Wilson ends up with it, and she's headed off to the races into the lane. No foul. Eagles come up with it. Tisha Tungate's going to go the other way. Tungate over to Stout. Stout drives the baseline. Bounce pass to Woods. Shot up off the glass. No good. Stout with the rebound. Shot. No good. Bertelli with the rebound. Bertelli brings it down the other way. Up the top of the key. Into Wheeler. Osmus ends up with it. She's going to head the other way, streaking down the left side. Draws the foul. No, they're going to call a charge on her. Second on her. Third foul for Knox County already. The inbound pass is to Wilson. Wilson to Buford. Back to Wilson up top. Around the horn over to Bertelli. Bertelli, bounce pass to Wilson up the top of the key. Back out to Buford. Back to the left corner. Can't see who has it. Cross court to Bertelli. Bertelli, head fake. Sends it over the right side. Back out to Wilson. Over to Buford. In the paint to Lavelle. Shot's good. Nice looking ball movement by Clark County. Osmus has it. 5 minutes left in the third. Osmus brings it across the timeline to Stout. Right elbow. Tries to get it to Raymer. It's knocked out of bounds by Clark County. Raymer's going to inbound it for Clark County. To Stout. Stout at the baseline. Shot up off the glass is good. 31-30. Knox County with the lead. They get it ahead to Wilson. Wilson up to Bertelli. Bertelli is going to streak into the lane. They're going to call Stout with the foul. It's going to be your third. Bertelli is going to inbound it. Wilson's shot's no good. She draws the foul. And she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on 32, Tessa Raymer. That is her fourth. Noonan's going to check in the game, undoubtedly, for Raymer. Wilson's shot, no good. Wilson's second shot, no good. Bounces back to Osmus. Osmus over to Noonan. Noonan brings it out the top of the key, hands it off to Osmus, going around the other direction, guarded by Bertelli. To Tungate. Back out to Noonan up top to Stout at the free throw line. Tries to get it into Woods. Back out to Osmus. Shot for three is no good. Wilson ends up with it, sends it around over the other side to Buford. Back to Bertelli. Bertelli brings it across. 4 minutes left. Bertelli right into Noonan. That wasn't where she was headed for. Noonan takes it to the free throw line over to Osmus. Back to Noonan. Noonan's going to shoot for three. In and out. No good. Wilson with the rebound for Clark County. To Bertelli. Bertelli brings it up. Sends it along the right side to Wilson. Back out to Bertelli up the top of the key. Bertelli to Buford. Buford to Wilson over on the right side. Shot no good. Clark County with the rebound. Shot no good by Lavelle. Tisha Tungate with the rebound. Noonan's going to bring it the other way. Hands it off to Tungate. Tungate sends it down to Amanda Woods on the left side. Back out to Tungate. Tungate's going to try it again. This time goes in. Just inside the arc. They're only going to give her two. 33-30 now. 3:10 left in the third. Wilson has it for Clark County. To Bertelli. Bertelli over to the right side to Lavelle. Back out to Wilson. Cross court over to Buford. Buford back to Wilson. Wilson's going to drive the baseline. Shot's no good, but she's going to go to the line. Foul is going to be on Stout, I believe. That will be her fourth. Palmer and Flood set the check in. We got six team fouls on Knox County now and none on Clark County. Amazing. Wilson shot, no good. Second shot's on the way. This one goes in. 33-31 Knox. Tungate has it for Knox County. Comes across the timeline. To Amanda Woods. Back out to Palmer. Palmer's left-handed shot goes in. Buford will inbound it for Clark County. Into Wheeler. Wheeler to Wilson. Wilson back to Buford. Buford over to Bertelli on the left side. Bertelli sends it back to the corner to Flood. Flood back out to Bertelli up top. Oh, into a wide open Flood, and she makes it. Osmus brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Tungate. Tungate brings it back up the top of the key, and Amanda Woods spin move up off the glass. No good. Flood has it. Sorry, that's Buford has it, and she draws the foul. The foul is going to be on Osmus, who is running with her stride for stride. Seventh foul on Knox County, so she'll go to the line. Buford's first shot is no good, and they're going to get an over-the-back call on Wilson. That'll be her fourth, I believe. Yep, it's her fourth. So she'll come take a seat. Tungate now comes across the line, sends it over to Noonan on the right side. Back up to Tungate up top. Tungate hands it off to Osmus. Osmus over to Noonan on the right side. To Tungate up top, and she's going to shoot for three. Shot is no good. And I think they're going to get Amanda Woods for the foul. Good effort. Rather than get the over the back, she was kind of sideways to her, but they're still going to get her for the foul. 18 fouls now. Second on Woods. And so Lavelle will go to the line. Lavelle with the opportunity to tie it up now. 1:45 left in the third. Lavelle shot's no good. Right into the hands of Palmer. Osmus now has the ball for Knox County. Brings it across. Out to Palmer. Nearly loses the handle on it. Hands it off to Noonan, but not before she slid on her knees. So it'll go back to Clark County. 1:35 left in the third. Wheeler's going to inbound it for Clark County. Into Flood. Flood, the spark plug, brings it along the right side of the lane. And it goes out of bounds. I'm not sure. That must have been off of Knox County because Bertelli's going to inbound it. 1:31 left in the third. Bertelli sends it all the way out to Buford, over to Flood on the left side. Flood drives it in, sends it back to the left corner to Bertelli. Bertelli into the left blocks to Wheeler. Shots no good. Ends up in the hands of Osmus, who goes streaking along the side up to Amanda Wood. And how she wasn't fouled, I'll never know. They didn't call it. 109. Bertelli has it. Bertelli brings it across the line. Over to Buford. Buford into a wide open. Shot's no good. Pass to Bertelli, but intercepted by Osmus. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Noonan with the putback. 42 seconds. Bertelli for Clark County. Up to Buford. Buford across the line. Buford over to Bertelli. Bertelli has it on the right wing. Sends it cross court over to Buford. Buford's shot is no good. And Osmus with the rebound up to Palmer. Palmer up to Woods. Woods drives the baseline. And they're going to say that she was fouled by Lavelle on the floor. 13 seconds left in the third. Just the second foul on Clark County, so it'll be Knox County's ball out of bounds. Palmer's going to inbound it. Sends it all the way out to Osmus. Too high for her. Flood takes it all away. Her shot's no good. Bertelli can't convert. Three shots by 1 second left. Palmer runs out of time. Clark County had three or maybe four shots and still was not able to get that ball in from right underneath the basket. Sometimes those closer shots are the hardest to make. But in any event, after three periods of play, Knox County leads it 37-33. All right. Clark County piddled around, just about didn't get it in, but Bertelli has it. Bertelli over to Buford. Buford on the left wing, back to the corner to Flood. Flood drives in the lane and converts. 37-35, Knox County. Osmus brings it across the timeline, dribbles around the right side. Out to Tungate. Tungate down to Mallett. Mallett out to Palmer. Palmer isn't able to convert, and Bertelli with the rebound brings it up across the line. The right side, right in the hands of Palmer, but Palmer can't hold on to it. It goes back out to Buford for Clark County. Buford over to Bertelli. Bertelli down to Buford, ends up with it. Shot's going to be no good, and Tungate with the rebound. Tungate to Mallett. Mallett back to Tungate. Tungate brings it across the line for Knox County. Round the horn to the right side. Into Amanda Woods by herself. Shot up off the glass is good. 39-35 Knox. Buford. Ball was stolen by Tungate. And Tungate walked with it. Nice looking steal, but all for naught. Wilson back into the game. Bertelli checking out. Inbound pass from Wilson to Flood. Cross court over to Buford. Nearly loses the handle on it. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to favor Knox County. 6:30 left in the game. 39-35 Knox. Palmer's going to inbound it to awaiting Osmus. And Clark County wants a timeout. All right, it's going to be Knox County's ball. Palmer is going to inbound it to Osmus. Everybody gets set up. Osmus brings it across center court. Dribbles along the right side of the lane. Into Amanda Woods, and Floods ends up with a steal. And we're off to the races, and she's going to fall down. But with a little bit of help. They're going to call the foul on Katie Osmus. And that's her fourth. Kind of a silly foul, really. Maybe if she had one foul, but not with three. Flood hits the first half. Osmus comes out. Noonan coming back in. 39-36 Knox County. Flood bounces a couple times, puts the second one into 39-37. Tungay bring it across the timeline. Tungay cross court to Noonan. Noonan back out to Tungay up at the top to Palmer over the right wing. Palmer into Woods. Woods turnaround jump shot, no good. Mallett with the rebound momentarily, but they're going to call a jump ball. Arrow favors Clark County. Bertelli back in the game. Wheeler checks out. Inbound comes back to Wilson, up ahead to Bertelli. Bertelli comes across the timeline, revs it in the lane, bounce passes, comes back out to Buford. Over to Bertelli, shot up off the glass, is good for three. How about that, Clark County? They only gave her two, but the ref said three. Noonan has it on the right wing. There, they gave her three. Palmer brings it in, shot up off the glass, no good. Wheeler with the rebound, no good. And they're going to call, no. Buford had it, and she was able to call a timeout while she was down on her knees. 5:25 left in the game. Clark County now ahead, 40-39. All right, it's going to be Clark County's ball. Wilson's going to inbound it. Full court press into Buford. Buford back to Wilson. Back to Buford. Buford sends it up ahead to the hands of Flood. Flood pulls it back out to Wilson. Cross court to Bertelli. Bertelli has it up top over to Lavelle. Lavelle to Buford. Buford over to Bertelli on the right side. Telly drives in the lane, kicks it over to Buford. Buford to Wilson. Wilson drives the baseline. Shot is up and in. Tungate to Palmer. Back to Tungate. Tungate brings it across the timeline. Drives it over to the left side. Call a 5-second violation. So it's going to go back to Clark County. Wilson inbounds it to Flood. Flood all the way back down to Bertelli. Bertelli shot from the right side, in and out. Noonan with the rebound. Noonan up ahead to Tungate. Tungate cross court to Noonan. Noonan to Raymer back in the game, to Tungate. Tungate in to Amanda Wood. Amanda Wood in, no good. Mallett, and she's going to get her fifth foul over the back. And she is done. No, was wrong. It's only four on her. I thought sure she had five. But in any event, that's 10 team fouls. So Buford's going to go to the line to shoot two. 4:10 left in the game. 42-39 now, Clark County. Buford's shot is up and no good. Osmus checking back in for Noonan. Buford's second shot is no good. Raymer comes up with it, and they're going to, and she fell down, but they say that she walked with it. So it'll going to go back to Clark County. They send it all the way out to Flood, around the horn to Wilson, back out to Buford, over to Bertelli on the left side. She drives it in the lane, kicks it back out to Buford. Buford back to the left corner, shots up and no good. Amanda Woods with the rebound to Tungate. Tungate waits for it to clear, then brings it across the timeline. 3:47 left in the game. To Mallett. Mallett, the right blocks, and they're going to say that she walked with it. She was going up to shoot, and her shot was, she was blocked, and so she kind of shuffled her feet, so it was the right call. 3:38 left in the game. Clark County in no hurry. Bertelli has it, hands it off to Lavelle. Lavelle back to Bertelli. Bertelli says, hey, I can shoot from here. Unfortunately, she couldn't, and Osmus ends up with the rebound, and she heads off to the races. Shot is no good. Woods with the rebound, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Buford. Woods will go to the line. The foul is going to be on, not sure, but Woods hits the first one. The foul is going to be on Buford, and that's her fourth. Woods hits the first one. Second one is on its way, and it's no good, right in the hands of Wilson. Wilson brings it up herself. Hands it to Bertelli. Nearly did, threw it over the line to her. Pass goes back to left corner. Back out to Buford. Buford over to Lavelle. To Wilson in the corner. Out to Bertelli up top into the lane. And Tungate with the steal. Steal waits for it to clear. Comes across the line. Sends it over to Osmus. Osmus into the woods. Woods. Shot up off the glass is no good, but she's fouled, and the foul is going to be on Lavelle. Fourth team foul now by Clark County. Third on Lavelle. Score is 42-40 Clark County. Amanda Woods now has a chance to tie it up. First shot is good. .250 left in the game. Woods' second shot is on its way, and it hits the front end and goes in. Timeout on the floor by Knox County, and we're all tied at 42-42. 2 minutes 50 seconds left in the game. If you're just joining us, the first game turned out in the favor of Palmyra, 53-29. Second, boys' consolation went Macon County's way, 49-37 over Novinger. And here, we're all tied up with 2:50 left in the fourth quarter. It's going to be Clark County's ball. Wilson inbounds it to Bertelli. Bertelli brings it up. Bertelli comes across the timeline. Heads over to the right side. Sends it back out to Buford up top over to the left corner. Out to Buford. Over to Bertelli, the right corner. Bertelli brings it out, changes directions, heads back in. Ball comes back out to Lavelle. Out to Buford. Buford nails a three. Nice looking stroke there by Buford. Osmus brings it across the timeline. Over to Raymer on the left wing. Raymer out to Osmus. Or to Tungate. Back to Osmus. And Osmus couldn't decide where she was going to go, and she walks with it. Ball goes back to Clark County. 2 minutes, 7 seconds left. Bertelli walks it across the timeline. Over to Buford on the right wing. Cross court to Lavelle. Into the lane to Wilson. Over to Buford. Cross court. Shots in and out. In. 47-42 now, Clark County. Osmus brings it across the lane to Tungate. Tungate changes direction, drives along the right side of the lane. She draws a foul by Fled. Second foul on Flood, 5 team fouls, so Raymer will inbound it. Out to Tungate. Tungate out to Raymer. Raymer squares up for three, shot in and out. Wilson with the rebound for Clark County. Wilson to Bertelli. Bertelli, 1 minute, 23 seconds left. Bertelli over to Buford on the left side, back to the left corner. Timeout on the floor by Clark County. 1 minute, 16 seconds left in this one. Clark County leads it by 5, 47-42. 10 team fouls by Knox County, 5 by Clark County. All right, it's going to be Clark County's ball. 1:16 left in this game. Flood inbounds it to Bartelli. Bartelli sends it across to Flood. Flood back to Buford. Buford to Bartelli. Bartelli's going to be... Nah, she gets out of the foul. Over to Flood. Flood drives it in. Shot no good. Bartelli with the rebound. No good. And Wilson with the rebound. And they're going to call 3 seconds. No. That's not right. They're going to call a foul on Wilson, and that is her fifth. She's done. Fifty-five seconds in this one. Clark County still leads it, 47-42. But the 5'11" Wilson fouls out. We'll see what difference that makes. That's 6 fouls now on Clark County, so if there's any more fouls by them, they'll go to the line. Raymer is going to inbound it to awaiting Osmus. 54 seconds. Osmus brings it across the timeline. They're going to have to do something in a hurry. Down to Raymer. Raymer's shot is short, and there's going to be a scrum on the floor. Mallett comes up with it. And they're going to call a jump ball, but it's going to favor Knox County, so it'll stay with them. 40 seconds left. Knox County goes into a stack. Out, all the way out to Osmus. Osmus to Tungate. Tungate to Osmus. Osmus' shot is partially blocked, and there's going to be another jump ball. This one, of course, will go back to Clark County. 33 seconds left. Wheeler's in the game. Sends it in to Buford. Buford to Bartelli. Bartelli nearly steps on the line. And Clark County gets a timeout call. 25 seconds left. Still 47-42. Thank you. It's going to be Clark County ball. They've got the lead by five, 25 seconds left. Wheeler's going to inbound it. Gets it into Buford. And she's going to get fouled, so she'll go to the line. Shoot the one and one. Foul is going to be on 32, Tessa Raymer. And that's five on her. Palmer set to check in. Clark County is all back. Buford's shot is good. Still a two-possession game. Second shot's no good. Tungate to Osmus. Osmus brings it across. Gonna have to do something quick. 15 seconds. Over to Tungate. Ends up in the hands of Bartelli. 9 seconds. Foul called. Foul is going to be on Tungate, I believe. 9.2 seconds left. No, it's going to be on 30, which is Amanda Woods. Bartelli will go to the line. 9 seconds. Clark County ahead by six, 48-42. One shot will just about do it. 10 fouls, so she'll get to shoot two. First shot is nothing but net. Second shot is on its way, and it goes right through two. 50-42 now. Tungate's going to bring it up. 7 seconds. Amanda Woods shoots for three. No good. Buford with the rebound, and time expires. And that's it. Clark County wins it 50-42. So that concludes tonight's activities in the two consolation games on the girls' side. Palmyra wins it 53-29. On the boys' side, Macon County wins it 49-37 over Novinger. And finally, in the girls' third-place game, Clark County Junior Varsity wins it 50-42 over Knox County. And that's it for tonight. Thanks for joining us. Come back for tomorrow night. We've got the championship games and the third-place boys' game. They should all be good ones. Until then, that is all.